Got a message from a listener based on the wake-up song that I used this morning just 1 hour ago. And, hey, anytime somebody wants me by request, well, they actually didn't request this. It's just the story they told me about has to do with this. But get out your air guitars. It's time to solo. Yes, this is WSGW.
This is how to wake up in the morning, I say.
Oh, man, just crank it up.
Open the windows and let it loose,
ladies and gentlemen. There is a point to this, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, there never has to be a point.
Good point.
It's too loud, you're too old.
Wow.
Considered by many to be one of the greatest guitar solos of all time, if not the greatest.
Yes.
Eddie Van Halen. Eruption.
Yep.
Which usually led into what? You Got Me,
yep.
The song.
Yes.
That Van Halen used. So, oh man, that's just... that sends chills up your spine, doesn't it?
Or
does something
to your ears.
Does something to your spine. So, this morning, Wolfgang Van Halen's birthday today. Eddie Van Halen's son, along with Valerie Bertinelli, 30 years old. So I used this morning a song from the only album that Wolfgang ever recorded with his dad in the band Van Halen. He performed years for him live for several years, but they only recorded one album. I used the song Tattoo, which was the original release of that album. And I did not know this happened, but somebody said, hey, did you hear what happened at the Grammys on Sunday night?
Oh.
To which, of course, well, no, I didn't watch the Grammys, so I got no clue. Apparently, in the memorandum, you know, they do the artists that pass away. Mm-hmm. And apparently, Wolfgang was asked to play Eruption.
Oh, really?
Oh,
to honor his father, Eddie, who passed away last October. Remember, he had cancer.
Yeah.
And he passed away. But Wolfgang said, I declined. He says, I don't think anyone could have lived up to what my father did for music but himself. It was my understanding there would be an in memoriam section where bits of songs were performed for a legendary artist that had passed. He says, I didn't realize, though, that in the end, they would only show Pop, Eddie, for 15 seconds in the middle of four full other performances of other artists that we lost. So Wolfgang is a little...
miffed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be one way to put it.
Yeah, that's a
polite way.
He said... He says, I know Pop, again, Eddie Van Halen. I mean, wouldn't you love just... who's your dad? Oh, Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen.
He says, I know Pop would probably just laugh it off and say, eh, who gives a expletive?
Right, yeah.
He was only about the music anyway. The rest didn't matter. But Wolfgang Van Halen says, I'd love to get the opportunity to speak with the Recording Academy, not only about the legacy of my father, but the legacy of rock genre moving forward. He thinks what hurt the most was... that he wasn't even mentioned when they talked about artists that were lost in the beginning of the show.
Hmm.
And he says that he knows rock isn't the most popular genre right now, but it's impossible to ignore the legacy that his father left on the instrument, the world of rock and music in general. There'll never be another innovator like him.
Yeah, it's all about pop music now. Hmm.
And Wolfgang did say, he says, I want to make it clear I'm not looking to start some kind of hate parade here. I just want to explain my side of things.
No, right. Good point.
Yeah.
I mean, good point. And you know what? He did have a role in popular music. I mean, Van Halen, yeah, it was rock, but it was popular music. Plus, he was, how many times did he show up on other albums? Michael Jackson, for instance.
Beat It.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
oh, my gosh, yes.
He played a huge role in popular music.
So, yeah, and it's just so many great musical talents that pass away, and how do you honor them all and not easy.
It isn't. It's the same with the Oscars when they do their in memoriam. You know, it's like, you know, they'll flash an actor or actress's face up there for 5 seconds, you know, and you're like,
yeah.
Paul Newman only gets that, you know, or, you know, I remember that. But, you know, I don't know what you – it's tough. I understand.
I heard they should have started the Grammys after 10 o'clock at night instead of after 8 o'clock. So it's beyond kid time.
Oh, that's what they said during. That's what they said during Elvis on Ed Sullivan back in the 50s because he shook those hips way too much.
Well, there was
and the Beatles.
I hear a lot of bumping and grinding going on and not very much clothing.
And the Beatles, and you could go with Tina Turner You could go, it was all always has been, Dave, always will. There's always somebody who will press the envelope just a touch more with every generation.
Which makes you wonder if that's where we are today, where we're going to be tomorrow.
Where's it end?
Do you remember when Madonna was supposedly called the worst of the worst, right, when it came to pushing the envelope?
At least she was wearing underwear. Might have been on the wrong side of the clothing, but at least she was wearing it. Well, Eddie...
Is he still going?
Yes. I can bring it back and make sure we still got more ready for you. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. See, we'll give the proper memorial.
Yeah, I will say this, though. Rock, yes. Rock right now is down a little bit, but it always makes a comeback. It had a nice run there in the 2000s. It kind of disappeared a little bit. It'll come back, I think, again. It always is. Rock and as Neil Young says, hey, hey, my, rock and roll can never die.
We'll make sure of it here on the Morning Team show.